Sampson County has a deep, deep history of racism. And so it's it has become somewhat better. Our church has had some encounters with members of other churches that have been positive, and we are doing our part to try to bridge the gap. But at the same time, if you're in certain meetings and in certain rooms, you can see the remnants of it still being there. So let me give you an example.
Yeah.
So there is a ministerial council that meets monthly. And my predecessor at this church who was African-American, who was not involved for whatever reason. Somebody from the ministerial council had the idea to say, you know, we need to be more diverse. It's just the same Caucasian faces around. We need to be more diverse. So shortly after I came here to Ebenezer, I received an invite to be a part of the ministerial council and accepted and try to go to the meetings as often as I can. But I still sense that even in the meetings, they are hesitant about asking what I think about certain things.
Okay.
And even with how they, I'm sorry.
No, sure. What things? I'm curious.
Well, let's just COVID, for example.
Okay. Mm.
The vaccination rate is low.
Mm.
But in these meetings, people weren't wearing masks. And out of protecting my family, particularly my wife and my young daughter,
mm-hmm.
even with a mask on, I still just didn't feel comfortable being able to go to the meeting because not sure of how you all are approaching COVID. You all meaning
right.
the rest of the council.
Yeah. Did you bring it up in the meeting or it just
like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. Because you know, my focus was on other things. I started to think, now was the invite ceremonial?
Yeah, right.
Or do you really want diversity?